and I'd leave a damn favorable impression. I'd have young, attractive businessman meeting me. Yes?
Frederick Donner in Detroit.
Donner speaks.
Yes, sir, Mr. Donner.
Good morning, Mr. President.
I'm going to meet in a few minutes with some folks, and I wanted to... I talked to Henry Alexander this morning, and then
I've been on the phone with him.
I had my man check with the Welsh and one or two of the board members without giving them the details of why I wanted to know, and they said that they could work out the meetings, they thought, reasonably well.
I don't like to be difficult.
Oh, no, we know that. I know that.
We have a very long, arrangement and an understanding that we stick with it.
I know that. And they said they think they can work it out. It's up to the 12 members of the board, but several of them have no preference, and they now meet on the third Monday, and that was because of the older directors, and they think they could work it out without any difficulty. And
well, that was one of my major ones. I hadn't called you back because I hadn't had a chance to sit down with my associates on the executive committee to tell them I was going to do it. I've come to the conclusion that on the basis of the one-year term that I think that I can step up and do it.
That'll be a great thing.
I'm sorry that I have to be, that I've been slow, but I don't like to make up my mind too fast.
I know that.
In something this important. I've had our lawyers look into any questions of conflict of interest, and I can't find... any likelihood of that in the next year. Because apparently our inertial guidance is not on this particular satellite.
Good.
And I assume that as a presidential appointment, I still am presumed to operate as any director is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I want you. If I wanted my judgment, I wouldn't want you.
Well, I have a few directors of my own, sir, who have great ability to utilize their own judgment. I don't worry much about the chairman of the board.
Well, I want you for just one reason, because I think you're the most competent American that I know, and I thank you for your country before you for anything else, yourself or your company.
You
or,
disillusioned
well, I may do it, but I don't think so, and I checked it pretty carefully, and that's my feeling in the matter, and I don't want to, don't care what church you go to, what party, how you vote, what you do in the board meetings, except follow your own judgment, what you would do without my telling you so, and I know you that well. So that's the only reason I want you and Clark Kerr and George Meany. I had to...
It's a peculiar trio, but maybe we'll get along.
I think you will. I would like to be able to say so. We have a meeting, you know, Wednesday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
I see.
And they are shoving me to announce it, and I just haven't had the time to... I've got at this thing the latter part of the week, and if you can come Wednesday, it'd be good. If you can't, you don't have to.
You want me to be there? Oh, dear.
If you can't come Wednesday, it'll be the initial one, and the... matter of fact, I don't think it... Clark Kerr can come Wednesday, but if you could come, I'd like to. In any event, though, what I'd like to do...
What is particularly ticklish, the reason I don't want to be gone is we're right at either the height or the depth of...
Just let me announce it, and don't come Wednesday, and you come the next, and this will just be the first meeting, and there won't be anything of consequence or importance, and the Clark Kerr won't be there either.
Well, I shouldn't come because... we've got these negotiations starting today, and I find that if I'm not right on the spot, something can happen.
That's fine.
You've heard of our labor problem. And have you ever call this a General Motors settlement?
Or a Lyndon Johnson settlement.
Well, if you keep your name out of it, I'll probably know the story as well as I do.
Yes, sir, and I called you, you know, and told you, Reggie, I was going to keep myself out of it.
Well, we did all we could, but some of our views didn't prevail. We're three private enterprises.
That's right.
So they came over to us last for what they referred to as a little Alamo on the frosting on the state. We're going to be struggling with that.
Yes, I know that.
Well, I'll say yes then. I'll send you a confirming letter today, and...
I won't announce it now because they're pressing me. And tell me, you're the chairman of the board.
I'm chairman of the board.
The General Motors. How long have you been chairman?
September 1st, 1958.
Thank you, Mr. Donner. And
I remember that day very vividly.
When you come in, the first time you come in this way, please have your secretary call me beforehand at the next board meeting whenever you come in. I want to have a time to visit with you a little bit and to thank you. Thank you very much.
I'll confirm it then.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.